Okay, the second halacha right now. Sir Mishalech, if you remember what we ended off last time, was that the Rambam made a very clear point that we have to do tshuva even when chatas or an ashram was brought to the Beis Hamikdash, you have to do tshuva in order to really get kapara, in order to get atonement for our sins. So he's picking up where he left off. Sir Mishalech, lefi shehu kapara al kol Yisrael. The Sir Mishalech, remember there are two seerim that were brought on Yom Kippur, and one of them was sent to Azazel. So that's the ear, that goat, the feature kapara al kol Yisrael, that's supposed to be a kapara, that's supposed to be an atonement for all of Yisrael. So instead of every individual in Klal Yisrael doing vidui, remember vidui was an incredibly important component of tshuva, to confess our sins, again, takhadish parachu. So we all can't get our hands on the Seir Mishalach on Yom Kippur. It'd be crazy if everyone was able to do that. Instead, Kohen Gadol misvada olav on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol does the vidui, and he holds right. He put his hands on the seer, and would do vidui on behalf of all Klal Yisrael. Lashon Kol Yisrael shneimar v'isvada olav es kol avonos bnei Yisrael. The pasuk tells us very clearly that the Kohen Gadol would do the vidui for all the avonos of bnei Yisrael. So, what does the seer mishalech accomplish? The Seir Mishalech is covering all, it gets you atonement for all the avonos in the Torah. Hakalos ve'achamuros, the light ones and the heavy ones. In other words, they are minor. We're going to put quotation marks here because you're going to have an idea in a minute when the Rambam tells us what is the minor ones and what's the major one. But the minor averos and the major averos. Ben shavu bezadam, ben shavu bishkaga. Whether I did it on purpose or I did it inadvertently. Bein shahodelo, bein shalodelo. Whether I realized that I was doing it and I did it with intention, or I had no idea. Kol mischaper b'siya mishalech. Everything that one does is mischaper, gets kapara, atonement from the siya mishalech. And again, that should give us a desire and a want to have the Beis HaMikdash back. There are certain components of our lives that we just simply can't have without the Beis HaMikdash. It's I was actually at the chakras this morning, and someone was teaching the Mishnayos and Mikvos. They teach two Mishnayos every single morning in the Mikvos and the Halachos of Tumatar. And it's remarkable because so much of our lives are totally absent without the Beis HaMikdash. And so there is nothing about this that one shouldn't feel like, wow, I wish we had a Beis HaMikdash. I wish we had the ability to have a Seir Mishtaleach and Yom Kippur. But, says the Ram, and again, with three very significant words, at least give us a little bit of comfort and a little bit of I would maybe say chizuk, in our tshuva today, which is v'husha asa tshuva. All of that that the Seir Mishalech accomplishes, that Seir that goes to Azazel, that Seir that the Kohen Gadol does vidui on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, that only gets kapara, it only gives kapara of an atonement if the people do tshuva. You have to do tshuva. And all of these, you have to do tshuva. Aval im lo asa tshuva, ein asir mechaper lo ela ala kalos. So if you don't do tshuva at all, the Seir Mishalech still accomplish certain things, right? Only the lighter of the averos. And what are the difference between the minor and the major averos? Mahen akalos, mahen achamuros. So the Rebbe is going to include this here, just so we have an idea of what he's talking about. Achamuros, ein shechayav and aleyem, mizis beis in okares. So a person is chayiv mizus based in a kares, and they didn't do tshuva. Seir Mishalech doesn't do anything with you. You have to do tshuva. Ushvua shav v'sheker, and if you do make shvua, you make an oath. For example, you swear for something that is in vain, unnecessary, or you make a shvua again b'shem with Hashem's name, and you b'sheker, and you make a false swear. Even though there's no kares by then, those are included in the chamuros. So those are all being included in the averos that if someone did and they didn't do tshuva, then the seir mishalech wouldn't accomplish anything. And every other avero that doesn't have kares and it doesn't have mizus meisdin, or it's not shvua shav or shvua sheker, so any other avero in the Torah would be included in the category of kalos, and those are the things that would get kapara from the Seir Mishalech alone. Even if you didn't do tshuva on those, you would get kapara from those. So again, there is something clearly lacking in the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Seir Mishalech, and nevertheless, there seems to be a very clear expectation, even with the Siyam Mishalach, that one does tshuva. Again, even if it works by Kalos without a tshuva, there seems to be a very clear expectation that tshuva is done. But Bezman Hazeh, again, the Rambam is very much speaking to us today. Bezman Hazeh she'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, when that was in the third halacha, when the Beis HaMikdash is not around, if ein lanu mizbeach hapara, ein sham ela tshuva. Right, so as part of the Yom Kippur experience, right, Emes Man Nadar, the whole experience, right, everyone gets very excited. Wow, amazing! Ayako and Gadol, right? We get a little bit in the mood right now, and everyone gets so excited, and we all seem to forget in that very, very significant moment what actually is about to come, because we get all excited, we get all wrapped up in the moment of what, and maybe we should not get wrapped up in the moment. Yerusha Soloveitchik has a beautiful. A piece on this, actually, there's a recording of it. If someone reminds me, I'm happy to, if you ask me afterwards, I'm happy to find that recording and send it around. But there's this entranced experience where you're totally at the base of it, envisioning the Kohen Gadol going in, coming out, being an exciting day. And that also means this kapara, and it's an incredible moment. But what happens right afterwards is that we realize, wait a second, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, right? And what we ultimately come down to is in Lanu Ella, right? The Torah, you know, Torah Azos. We don't have left. Anything we have left is just this Torah. And again, it's not to minimize the Torah. It's wonderful that we have the Torah. Again, after all these years, all these generations, the fact that the Torah is still alive and well. Baruch Hashem, Kimitzian Tidei Torah. There's an incredible amount of Torah that's learned throughout the year. By so many Jews all across the world. Again, so it's not a minimization, but we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore. We don't have the Kabbalists anymore. We don't have the Tamidim anymore. We have none of that. So Bezman HaDash Ain Beis HaMikdash Kayam. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We ain't learned the Mizbeach Kaparim. We don't have the Mizbeach to bring us a torment. Ain Shana LeTshuva. All we have left is Tshuva. So we don't have the Torah. We don't have anything but the Torah. We say on Yom Kippur, we say here and now, the Ram saying, Ain Sham Ela Tshuva. All we have left is Tshuva. Tshuva mechaperas kol averos. The Tshuva can get us kapara on all the averos in the Torah. I feel a Rasha kol yama. A person can be a Rasha their entire lives. V'asa Tshuva b'acharona. And the last day of their lives, they do Tshuva. What an incredibly mechazic point right here. Unbelievable. For any one of us that thinks we're beyond the capacity for doing Tshuva, Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. That is the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara wants us to be convinced that we can't do Tshuva. Even more so. Even more so to prove to us the fact that that we can, not only can, but how significant tshuva is. If the Yetzer Hara is going after that, then we know it's important. I feel a rasha kol yom of a person can be mamish, be a rasha, and be osek in averus their entire lives. But also tshuva b'achron, in the last day of their lives, they do vidui right before they pass away. They do tshuva right before they pass away. Ein mazkirin lo shum dover mirisho. When he gets up to Shemayim, nothing is held out against him from his rishus. Nothing, nothing. We don't remember any. My maskirim though, we don't remember for him, right? Nothing. It's gone. Why? Shemayim rishus arasha loikashel ba b'yoyim shuvu mirisho. A person who has done terrible things is not going to falter. Is not going to ikashel ba b'yoyim shuvu mirisho. And the day that he comes back, there's tshuva from his rishus. At that point, it's like a clean slate. And the day of Yom Kippur itself, even though there is no Seir La'azazel, there's no Kabbalos, etc., etc., there's no Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless, the day of Yom Kippur itself, that gives kapara for those who do tshuva. Because this day, on this day, we get kapara. And that is why now, during the month of Elul, we emphasize the importance of tshuva. We emphasize the necessity to do tshuva. We emphasize the significance of Elul being the time of doing tshuva. Why? Why is now the time? And why is there to make tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur the time to do tshuva? Because the answer is, if we get it in now, we have 40-day period from the beginning of Elul all the way until Yom Kippur, where we blow the shofar, we wake up, and we say, we have a chance right now. This is the last quarter. You know, the last quarter, the Olympics just ended. The end of every single run, or every single this, every single that, they push themselves a little bit harder. Because as it finishes, we don't worry about, oh, where's my stamina going to be when the, you know, I have 1 minute left to the race, or I have 100 meters left to the race. I'm not worried about where my stamina is going to be after those 100 meters, 101 meters. I don't care. People literally fall down and they start, they actually were talking a lot about this, that it was too hot at the Olympics and people got, really, it was too hot. But mamish, right after the Olympics, what do? They lay down and they're done. They're out. They're out. They don't care because they're not worried about running another race right now. We're worried right at just about right now. We're really just about right now. We're in the last quarter of the year. In this case, we're in the last 12th of the year. We're this is it. This is the end of the year. And this is where we pick up our game. The last quarter is the time to pick up the game. We're literally there. We keep a Yom HaZeichem. Even 10 days into the upcoming year, we have Yom Kippur, something to look forward to. In just under 40 days. We're 39 days now. Right? We are mamash right there at the cusp of the opportunity to get kapara, a cusp of opportunity to get atonement. And how does that happen? It happens if we work on doing tshuva, right? Those of us who do tshuva and spend the time and really work at it and think about what are the areas that I need to tshuva in, what are the things that I need to work on, where are the areas of my life that I can improve on, no Sir Mishaleach is here. And we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. Oi lanu, right? Terrible. And we have to do tshuva dafka to be able to get the Beis Hamikdash back. But oi lanu, that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash. But nevertheless, we still have an achrayus. We have an opportunity, but more importantly, a responsibility to make sure that we're doing tshuva. And we are part of this category of l'shavim. We're part of this. Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem. The day itself will bring us kapara. It'll be a rejoicing day. As long as we spend the time now doing tshuva, as long as we spend the time now thinking about how can we make ourselves better. That doesn't mean we perfect ourselves in a month. That's not what happens, right? Plenty of people don't, even in the last quarter of a game, they push themselves harder. Doesn't mean that they play in their perfect game at the last quarter. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect at the end. Again, we try our best. But if someone's not perfect, don't think that, I messed up and therefore this entire month is for naught because I messed up in this avera and I'm really trying to work on it. No. The Yetzer Hara is going to get stronger also while you're trying to work on it. Now's the time to really work on these opportunities. Now, Melech Basadeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us. We don't have to go through gates. We don't have to go through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's outside waiting for us to come and to say, I need the Dodi. And afterwards, he's going to say, the Dodi Li is an opportunity to say, I'm here for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm here. I'm committed to you. And that's what we're doing right now. We're learning Torah every single morning. I should call to every one of you for waking up early. If you're listening to the recording, Yishkach, for listening at whatever time of day it is for you, let's not get to that day and wonder what did we do for the last 40 days. Let's get to that day, this day of Kapara, the day of Yom Kippur, and make sure that we are prepared and ready to go and feel like, wow, we've invested ourselves. We could go into this day confidently that we are hopefully going to be amongst those who are considered to be the Shavim that are going to get Kapara on this day. I'll blow the show for one more time, and we'll pick up in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow with the fourth halacha of the first parak. Thank you.